flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Also,
what is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to let you know, we had so much fun in Vegas, me and Randy did, going to the Falcons game, that the whole company, Odyssey, was like, you know what? We should go to Vegas again. So if you want to win the ultimate trip to Vegas, then it's time to download the free Odyssey app for your chance to spend the first 2 rounds of the college football championship in Vegas with 3 friends. So you and 3 friends are going out there to watch college basketball at Circa Resort and Casino, which is where we stayed.
Yes.
The premium sports viewing destination. We can vouch.
It's it was awesome.
And you're going to be watching the games at Stadium Swim, which, again, was awesome. That's where we did the show both days. We were out there. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 92.9 The Game or any participating station, but ideally 92.9 The Game.
Yes.
Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. It's a national contest, so people across the country are trying to win. But you can win just by listening to us. You're already listening to us. Download the app. It's free. And then you listen, and maybe you can win. You go to Vegas. You can do like me and Randy did. Just avoid the Vegas bombs.
Yes.
Like our guy Mike.
Like our guy Mike. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mike. He's not actually dead, but he moved. There's 4 phone lines available if you want to get on. 404-726-0929. So please call. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good, good, good. So my question is, if you could go out and party with any celebrity, just a full-blown, hey, we're meeting up for drinks, and then it turns into, like, the next morning, you're waking up like the hangover. But the kicker is, there's no social media, so no evidence of what went down. Who are you going to go out and party with?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
All time. Oh, okay. All time. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I already said Rick James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there no social media? Rick James.
Thank God there's no social media on that one.
Yeah, Rick James.
Can I do like 09 Tiger?
Like when he was like,
yeah. Oh. Like when it was just about to all come crashing down.
You want
to
be with Tiger when he was up there in the suite with them 14 girls?
I want to see. Yeah. I just want to see the show. And, you know, he was hanging out with everybody was having fun.
Right.
I'm sure there was plenty to, you know. I just would like to be, see what that was all about.
You didn't want to see Tiger in action?
No, not in action.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to watch the action
that's
part.
That's what you said.
No. No, no, no.
You want to see Tiger in action.
Well, I'll hang out until they'll go probably behind closed doors. I don't need to go in there for that. But just, yeah, because I imagine that was probably pretty fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang
probably
out.
Some like, pretty fun
like,
nights.
I was around and alive when, like, the best time ever to be in Atlanta was. And so, but, yeah, that was another reason. When Atlanta was Atlanta, it was like, but now it's not like that anymore. But, yeah, Rick James, probably Ray Charles.
Okay.
Because Ray had them things.
Mm-hmm.
Ray had them things.
That was a different kind of vibe, though.
Yeah, never mind.
Ray was, right.
Yeah, but
he was kind of doing those
after though.
Yeah,
after that.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, after that.
Okay. Post drug Ray.
Yeah, like,
got it.
I would do pre, during, and post with Rick James.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do no snout. So I'm not influenced by snout. Meaning you can't get me to do it.
No, you're not. No peer pressure.
Yeah, the peer pressure never got me nothing but Rich.
Yeah,
yeah.
Peer pressure never got me anything but Rich.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Peer pressure play football.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah. It's funny. We were talking about peer pressure yesterday with Knox, just about like sometimes peer pressure can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Like if you have smart good friends that are doing good smart things. Like, I got peer pressured into getting better grades in high school because my friends were doing really well in school, and I was hanging out with them, and I was like, oh, they're making fun of me for getting Bs. I better try to get A's, you know? It was great.
My partner just texted me saying, I want to hang out with Uncle Luke. Well, I've done that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you've hung out with some people.
Yeah, I've done that.
How was that?
Dude, that's all I do.
Good time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
All right, Nick's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Nick.
So, if the WWE invited you all to the WrestleMania for a celebrity wrestling event, and you all came in as a tag team, what would be your tag team name, and what would be your finisher? And who would you want to face in a tag team match?
Dukes and Bell.
Okay, yeah, we'd have to face off against Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, we'd have to face off against Carl and Mike, Andy and Randy.
We could do that.
Yeah, and
Harry and Lean could work, too.
And our finishing move would be with the Legion of Doom. Used to do.
What's that?
Like Animal would put the guy on his shoulders.
Okay, good.
And then Hawk would jump off the and clothesline him.
Good, because I was going to say they have to be something where we're like it's a duo kind of thing.
That would be it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm into all that.
Yes.
Because I didn't have anything. So I'm glad you had. That was one of those ones where I was like, I got nothing. So I'm glad you got all that. Brandon is in Conyers. Hey, Brandon.
What's up, dudes? How you doing?
Hello, dude.
What's up?
So for Randy, what's the hardest hit you ever took? And for both of you guys, if you guys could watch any movie again for the very first time, which would it be?
Cool question. I really like that question.
Like
you watch a movie again, like, you know, a movie that was a shocking finish or you love it so much, going back and not knowing what was going to happen and being able to watch it again. Or maybe even a game. Like think about a sporting event,
man.
Too. You could add that to the list, too, if you want. Sorry, I just added that. But,
it's
our show.
I mean, Booty Talk 3.
Booty Talk 3.
Yeah, Cherokee before the tattoo.
Was there like a real twist at the end you didn't see coming?
Yeah, I didn't see her being like that. Yeah.
Pun not intended.
Yeah,
my bad.
I didn't see her being the biggest star she was.
Okay, got it. I'd like to go back and watch Booty Talk 3 for the first time.
It's an important day in a young boy's life.
I was going to say, like, Shawshank Redemption. Yours is way better.
It's an important day in a young boy's life, there, Andy Buck.
Remember when they picked up the poster and the hole was there?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Booty Talk 3.
Yeah. But, oh, man. I would have loved, I promise you this, I would have loved to have seen, I'm trying to get you all through this. I would have loved to have seen what would have happened if the Seahawks gave Marshawn the ball.
Oh, God. Yeah. I would love to have seen. Me too.
Because the thing about is that we talk about the nickel and all that. Like, the Patriots had their big front seven in.
They did.
They had the goal line in there.
Yeah. And they had done a really good job in short yardage against Marshawn in that game.
Yeah. But I still would love to see it.
Me too.
I would love it.
Because they had a timeout. Yeah. I think they had two timeouts. But they had at least one timeout.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
I love to see what happened if Kyle Shanahan ran the ball.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that too. Now we're just changing history. We're going back and changing history. We've completely changed the tenor of the question, but that's all right. Biggest hit you ever took?
Kenoa Kennedy.
I know you've answered that question 1,000 times.
Rusty, done that too.
What'd he say?
Dennis Rodman.
Should I read it? Oh, Dennis Rodman's a good one.
Done that too.
God, I can only imagine.
Done that too.
I see, that's the, like, you know, I would love to do it. But also I'd be half afraid that I might not live to tell about it. Because I do get peer pressured.
Yeah.
I'd be in there like, what's that? Let me have some. You guys doing over there? Cool. Sign me up. Brian's in Norcross. Hey, Brian.
What's up, guys? How are y'all today?
Good.
Good.
Hey, look, a quick question about, I'm excited about spring training coming up, and I heard yesterday that Acuna wasn't going to be on the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about anyone else?
Yeah, Strider too. Strider's not going to be available on opening day. Other than that, health-wise, it sounds like they're going to be okay. But yeah, I mean, sounds like Strider's going to be back before Acuna.
Yes.
Don't know really it was pretty, not that they were trying to avoid the question, they just don't know. They don't know exactly how long Acuna's going to be out. 6 weeks was kind of the estimation from opening day. And hopefully that's it.
That was my biggest thing is how much time is he going to miss after opening day?
6 weeks.
Okay.
Well, that's the estimate.
That's the estimate. That's what I was asking before then. You kept saying 8 weeks. 8 weeks from where? 8 weeks from the time frame of the – so he's going to miss a lot of time.
Yeah.
He's going to miss a lot of time.
He'll come back when the weather warms up.
And do you think they ease him in?
I do.
Yeah.
But the hard part is that would mean what for Ozuna? You know what I mean? Because easing him in would be trying to get him some DH starts.
Put Ozuna out there in that corner.
Sure.
Sign me up.
Which corner?
Why not?
Any corner. Hot corner.
Any corner. It's going to be the same result in both of them.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Just like look at the numbers of the first 6 weeks of the season and look where the ball's been hit the least. Even if it's randomly second base, just put him there. Put him at second base.
It's going to get
hit
there.
Let him play. And then that next game is going to be 9 balls hit to second base.
Would you sacrifice RC's defense for Ozuna's offense?
Put him at short? I want to know something. Does he bring a glove to the ballpark? Ozuna.
Yeah, I think so.
There's always emergency situations.
Well, because remember last year he was taking some spring training reps at first base.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Right.
That's
so he's got a first base.
Yeah, that's right.
He got a whole bag full of gloves.
He seems like he's old school. You remember when we were little, your mama couldn't afford no baseball bag, so you put your glove over the bat.
Oh, sure.
That's how Marcelo Ozuna goes to work.
Carry it over your shoulder like a hobo.
Carries over his shoulder.
We got some phone lines available and some more time to answer questions if you want to call in. 404-726-0929 is the AMA call-in line. Do we have any social media AMA questions stored up that we can throw at us?
That's some crap. Why is y'all on the phone?
The segment's longer than it used to be. We can do more. My dad asked me yesterday, he was like, hey, what happened to the end of your show? You guys used to talk to Dukes and Bell. I like that. And I was like, well, we get off at 55 now because we changed the clocks a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, okay. I think you should talk to Dukes and Bell. I like that. And I was like, well, I like getting off 5 minutes earlier. So
but
there you go.
I mean, I still seem like we still got here at the same damn time. Like, I'm usually in the car right at, it depends on where I park it. I'm usually in the car by 58.
But I get home 5 minutes sooner than I used to. Which is nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes more time to sit there before my kids get home.
And they're the best.
So now instead of having 17 minutes before they come home, I now have 22
minutes.
And
it goes by so damn fast.
It couldn't be a faster 22 minutes.
It goes by so damn fast.
Like, what's the... That's when the time goes the fastest, when you're like, just let me enjoy this quiet for a little bit. What's when the time goes the slowest?
For me, the slowest time is from when I get up, say I get up at 4:45 or whatever, until it's time to get Samson. Samson gets up at 8 o'clock. So that time is long, but I love it.
That sounds great. That's great, awesome. That the time goes
when
slow.
When I leave here, I got to pick up Sebastian, and then I usually get home at 2:40 after picking him up, and then we got to go pick Samson up at 4:15. That time right there goes slow because.
Pickup line time is very slow. Also, going to pick kid up from practice.
Pickup line
time is very slow.
Pickup line sucks when you're that mom that think your child is most special than everybody. Pull your ass all the way up so all these cars can get around, lady.
Yeah. What a just an outrageous display of selfishness.
God, your child ain't nobody special.
No, everybody's the same. The rules are the same for everybody. Oh, what are we doing here?
Yeah, make another damn 20 minutes because her ass think her child most special in a minivan. Get them in the car on the side of the sidewalk.
Curbside.
Don't walk around. Ooh, wow. Ooh, side. My bad.
Do they have like a rules?
Yeah. The lady who's out there, the modulator, she's like, pull up, please. Mm-hmm. Pull up, please. Her ass going to sit there in the damn minivan. And then her child ought to be at the bottom anyway. Mm-hmm. Walk your little ass on up here.
Yeah, come on. Move on up. Also, you don't have to have a bus stop at every driveway.
I agree with that.
We used to congregate on the corner. Or like everyone in the neighborhood would walk to one corner. I walked. Oh God, I'm so old. I was about to say uphill both ways.
Let's do better, Trickum.
But I did have to walk like a half mile to get to the bus stop in the dark. But
yeah. Let's do better, Trickum.
That's why we're built different. Chris is in Marietta. Hey, Chris.
Uphill both ways, eh? That's funny.
It was right, uphill so to get home. Question. It was. All right, hey, Chris.
Right. I did the same thing, man. All right, so thinking about the Falcon season last year, and I'm just curious if you guys think that we would have had a better record if we had our previous coaching staff, but the players that we had last year, because we made it, 7-10 with Ritter and not having. Just curious if we had made the playoffs.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't think so, just because Kirk Cousins still would have fell off a cliff, right?
Yes.
And the same guys were on defense.
Yes.
So I think it would have been the same. But all three of those 7-10s weren't created equal.
No, they were not.
Like the first one, you felt a little overachievy because the roster was so bad. Yes. The third one was unacceptable. That's why he got fired. But also the schedule's different and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Moses is in Conyers. Hey, Moses!
Hey, what's up, fellas? I want to let you know that I thoroughly enjoy the show. Y'all get me through the day while I'm distributing this Red Bull in my area. So my question for you is a two-part. So how did y'all develop such good chemistry? Because y'all are off the chain every day. And my second question is sports-related. Have you both had an opinion that one person was on one side, the other was on the other side, and this is the hill I'm going to die on? Because y'all usually have great chemistry, and you kind of agree. But was it at one time, that one sports thing where Andy, you're here, Randy, you're here, and this is the hill I'm going to die on? Thank you guys for making my day. Making my day throughout.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Moses. I appreciate that. I don't remember being too opposed on too many big things.
No.
I mean, there's been all kinds of little stuff. It's like, I don't know. I see it this way. You see it that way. Whatever. But like, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Let's think on it. We got to go.
Okay. The wrongest I ever was when I was 16, I said Ichiro wasn't going to be good.
Really?
Yeah, I did say that. Ooh. My mom was like, he might be pretty good. I was like, ah. He'll never make it.
One Hall of Fame voter.
My mom, I was the one person who didn't vote for him. Let me reveal my identity. It was me. All right, let's take away of the day.
Andy was the guy.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Fuzzy Hamster?
Fuzzy Pickles.
Fuzzy Pickles. And Abe is a dog in the back.
I said that.
Says Andy Bunker.
I said that phrase. I learned about the Milledgeville Crazy House.
Yes.
Crazy House.
I think we need to visit.
Crazy House. It's closed. But you can trespass.
DeJounte Porter finally going to be a first-round draft pick in prison. Yes. And then Miguel Amarone speaks better English, but it's Georgia English, not English English.
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
DeJounte Porter going to be winning all kinds of one-on-ones in the yard.
Yes.
And Abe has cat-like reflexes, but an older cat, not one with all nine lives left.
That's a funny-ass thing to say about DeJounte Porter, man. That's really, really funny. All right. We'll talk to you.